Good morning, everyone. How are we doing today? Y'all, I started clicking on this call and I was like, am I supposed to be doing this today? All of a sudden, I got like, I think I'm supposed to be doing this call today, but y'all are here, so we're doing it. Let me know in the chat that you can hear me. Hello. Yes, it's Coach Betsy. It's been a minute since I have done a call. I've been on vacation and hello, Miss Jenny. Good to see you here. Let me change my name. So yes, I am Coach Betsy. And so glad to be here. Y'all, we are going to talk about how to stop fucking around with the same however much. And thanks, y'all. I got a little little trim, a little trim. I guess I'm growing out my bangs. And so they're not going to grow out. They're not going to even out unless you cut this part of your hair, right? So I think I got to do that at least for a little while. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm just kind of letting my hair be a fun little adventure. So thank y'all. I feel good. I got me a new dress and it's just nice and springy here and feeling good today. So, all right. So let's break it down here and I'll tell you all kind of what's going on here. So this is an open coaching call. So number one, if anyone needs some coaching on finishing out the rest of the month strong, or just, getting back to it, getting your shit together, getting your mind right, raise your hand. Okay. So that's number one is the main purpose of this call is just to give you all an opportunity to raise your hand and get some coaching. Okay. So I'd love to see some of you all getting your hands raised and reaching out. Because that's the thing. If you're struggling, all right, Geraldine, you're gonna be first in just a minute. That's what we need to do. Okay, we're here. Corinne pays me to help you all. So let me do it. All right, the other way you can get some help is in the Q&A box. Okay, so I know some folks are raising your hand and getting coached is a lot, right? So you can put anything you want in the Q&A box. And we're talking about fucking around with the same 5 pounds. We're talking about kind of mid-month stuff and finishing out the month differently maybe than you have in the past. But that really kind of encompasses everything, anything. So really, y'all, I'm here for anything and everything in terms of weight loss and reaching your goals, setting your goals, whatever it is. So Q&A box, and then I'll also keep an eye on the chat. But if you have a real specific, I mean, if you have a specific question, put it in the Q&A box, and then I will see it easier than sifting through the chat. Okay. All right. Well, we got us a little line here. So I have got Geraldine, Cecilia, and Jenny. Okay. So let's get started. And then I had a few little things. Where's my sticky note? I had a few little things that I might talk about if we have some time, but I'm mainly here to just coach y'all. So, Geraldine, let's do this. All right.
Hello.
Hello. There you are. Oh, come
Here I
back. All
come.
right. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good, good to see you.
Likewise.
Yes.
All right. So here's what I could use some help on. I am like a little bit sheepish to admit this. But anyways, here we are. I have mind chatter that you're not going to like my approach and that you're going to have something to say about it. But I really like it.
Wait, like, don't assume you know what's going on with me,
I know,
okay?
right? I
Just
know,
say
I know, I
it
know.
and let's go from
Yeah.
there.
Look at all the like preemptive defensive moves.
Right, exactly.
Okay. So, So for the last 2 weeks, I was like, all right, like enough of this game. I'm ready to not indulge my excuses for why I can't do this and how I think I can't and everything, and just figure it out. And what I found over the last 3 years of being in this community is the less emotion that I have around the challenge of losing weight, the easier the whole thing gets.
Yeah.
Shocker.
Well, good reminder.
But
Good reminder
it
to
takes
all
some
of us.
time to lose the emotion, you know? Like I had some buildup over the decades. And but I'm also a mathy person. So anyways, blah blah. A couple of days ago, I love the scale. I use it all the time. It's good information. And I was like, how about I use this for me and just like, let's just get no BS about what the numbers are telling me. And instead of using it as a weapon to be angry at myself for my lack of results, let's use it for me and help me make better decisions. So, and I know that I typically lose 2 pounds overnight, 1.4 to 2. And I was like, listen, Geraldine, if you want tomorrow morning the scale to say 140.6, then if the scale is above 142.0 right now, you're done. So of course my chatter, like my, if you have a thought bubble above your head, I have filled it in with, she's not going to like that because I'm not paying attention to my hunger. And all the reasons, right? I'm using the scale to inform whether or not I choose to eat versus using my hunger, whether or not to inform whether or not I choose to eat. And I get that. I don't like, I'm fully convinced that that's what's in your thought bubbles. So, but what, like, it feels so good to me because it doesn't feel like punishment or it doesn't feel punitive. It just feels like this is what we want. Like, if you want your goals, like, scale says 142 and you want it to be 146 tomorrow, like time to stop eating. And it's really clear to me. And it works.
Okay, well, that was gonna be my next question is, does it work for you? If it works, keep doing it. And it feels good. It sounds like it feels
Feels
good to you.
really good. It feels really easy and really clear. Like there's no negotiation. There's no negotiation with myself. And usually there's a lot of negotiation with myself. We have a lot of conversations about whether or not I can eat that thing or the other thing. And this just like cuts off the negotiation. It's just really clear and it's just math and it just cuts the bullshit out, the drama.
So what's your question? If I mean, or is your question just, I mean, my answer is keep doing what's working and what feels good to you. So what's
Okay,
the
so
pro
yeah,
is there
I
a
love
problem? Is
that.
there a
There is a question.
okay.
So despite what the scale said, last night, I wasn't really very hungry, but nonetheless, I was like, I haven't had dinner. I don't think I should go to bed without dinner. I was like, I'm not very hungry. So I love zucchinis. I was like, let me just have a couple zucchinis and frozen mango cubes in a grapefruit splitzer, like Spindrift, because I can't be bothered to make ice cubes. So I just put mango cubes in my drink, in my water, and then eat the mangoes as they thaw. And I was like, that'll be fine. Oh, and then I had a little slice of flourless chocolate cake, like a really thin slice. But then I also, before that, I had two thin slices of red velvet cake. So why so mad? What's going on? So what is my question? I think okay, what is my question? It is, the scale was where I wanted to be. In fact, it was lower. And I was like, holy smokes, I got room here. I got margin. And I
Margin
hadn't
for
eaten.
what? Room for what?
To eat something because I hadn't had dinner yet, even though I wasn't hungry. So there's a couple of problems in here. It's like I'm using the scale because I don't trust that I can listen to my hunger. Like that wasn't working well enough for me. But then I could feel that I wasn't really hungry, but my mind was like, you haven't had dinner, you should eat something. So I chose to eat, like, I didn't need a huge meal. It's not like I had like a giant tray of nachos. I
But
just had something.
were you hungry for food?
No, not really. No, I wasn't hungry. Like, I could have gone to bed.
Okay, so this sounds like kind of what I talk about sometimes with like, and sometimes we call it head hunger or, but like
Yeah.
I like to think about above the neck and below the neck.
Yeah.
Where are our decisions to eat made? Or what do we listen to when we make decisions to eat? Above the neck or below the neck?
Last night it was above the neck. Yeah.
And maybe, what do we want to most of the time, right? It is
Yeah.
below the neck, right? That's
Yeah.
where our body tells us when it's time to eat or when it's time to not eat. So it sounds to me like you made that decision with your brain.
Head. Yeah. I
And
think I'm afraid to go to bed without having eaten dinner.
well, that's your homework then.
Yeah.
Because I was right there with you years ago, and I'll never forget, I was flying to Nashville during COVID, and I was like, oh, I'll get some dinner at this airport or that airport. It was for a camp, and everything was closed. And I just was like, oh my gosh, am I just going to go to bed without eating dinner? I mean, I might just spontaneously combust.
Evaporate into nothing. Yeah.
And I did it, and I survived. And the
You
only
lived.
way I was going to know
Yeah.
if I would be okay is to do it. We can't,
Yeah.
we're not going to think our way into feeling safe a lot of times, or but sometimes we
Oh.
just got to do it.
Yeah,
And
we're not
that,
going to think our way into feeling safe. We got to do the saying and trust that we don't evaporate.
And come
Okay.
out the other side, right? I thought, sometimes the answer is action. And come out the other side safe, right?
Yeah.
And collect evidence that way instead of like, well, I need to wait until this is what a lot of folks are doing. I need to wait until I feel safe
Yeah.
to do anything.
Yeah, I need to wait until it feels safe to do the thing. Do the thing and learn that it feels safe.
And I'm not talking about y'all like something that, we're talking about different levels of safe here.
Yeah.
Something that, feels, sometimes we talk about the comfort zone, the discomfort zone, and the scared shitless zone. We're not talking about
Yeah.
scared shitless stuff yet.
Yeah.
We're talking about stuff in this discomfort zone,
Yeah.
right?
Which feels
That
like scared crapless, but
is it
it's really
really?
only, but no,
Is
it's
it
really
really?
only discomfort.
Because I
Yeah.
mean, and you can make it safer by
Yeah.
saying like, hey, if we wake up in the night, make it a little protocol, right? If we wake up in the night and we are starving, we give ourselves permission to go and get this or this. We
Yeah.
set up some guardrails there to help us feel safer. And then in the morning, right, we absolutely, if we wake up hungry, we can eat right then. Right, it's these other things that can help us feel safe, but at the end of the day, we got to just do it. And that is how
Okay.
you actually build more safety with yourself
Right.
by doing it.
Can you talk a little bit more, if I may, if you have a queue of people and you want to get to them, please feel free.
I got plenty of time.
About there's something in here about and I felt it yesterday in like a moment of when I was out walking, I was like, I don't think I've built enough trust with myself that if I'm hungry, I will eat because historically I did a lot of preemptive eating to avoid being hungry. And growing up, my mom was on me like, no, kitchen's closed. I'm hungry. It's too bad. Kitchen's closed. So I have this kind of like, and in my family growing up, it was like breakfast, lunch, dinner, three squares, nothing in between. And anything else was like, kind of punishy shame sort of, so I haven't created my own safety around trusting myself that if I do get hungry, I will take care of myself and eat. And I think that's contributing to the preemptive eating and the, like, it's kind of, it has this unconscious flavor to it of like, I'll just eat something healthy. It'll just be mangoes, zucchinis. It's no big deal when I'm not like, and I'm kind of in this squirrely way, or like, I don't know what the word is. Like clever negotiation way.
But you're on to
Trick.
yourself, right? You're, I mean, and
Yeah.
you just, you in the past, you just, you probably, you may have even thought, you were doing, you're doing the best you could, right? Back
Yeah.
before. But
Yeah.
now I just want to point out now, I mean, the fact that you are recognizing what's going on, you're reaching out for help about it means more safety and trust has been built, right? And so you just want to recognize that progress. And now you're, what do you think your next step is to keep building trust with yourself that you will give yourself food when you need it?
What comes to mind is I can check in with myself every hour and trust that I will check in with myself in an hour, in 2 hours, in 3 hours. And if I'm hungry, I can give myself something to eat.
But that is checking with yourself right below the neck,
Yeah.
right? And really kind of also pay attention to this brain versus body
Yes.
decisions, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And your brain's just trying to protect you, right? It's trying to help. It's trying to be sure you're safe,
Yeah.
but it's coming from kind of this more distrustful place, right? Or just, like, well, we're not sure, or we're a little, so let's just like go ahead and eat, right? But the
Yeah.
body is like, the body is slower and kind of softer and is like, we're gonna be okay, and we'll tell you, we'll let you know, not maybe not quite yet, but just kind of
Yeah.
keep checking back in with us. And so it's a different, it's a different vibe, right?
Yeah.
Brain is a little bit more urgent and just wants
Panicky.
to. So I talked to a lot of my private clients about this, something my coach taught me about the body being the CEO of you, right? The leader, the visionary, or the body being in charge, and the brain is like the overeager secretary for your body.
Yes,
And
that
I have
rings
a
true.
whole visual of like Mad Men times and like the secretary sitting there with her typewriter and she's trying like sh and so she and she thinks she's the boss, right? She thinks she knows better than the CEO and she's trying to, do stuff she was not hired to do. Right? And so we
Yeah.
need to say, "Hey, I need you to sit here at your desk and type up this letter. I've got this, right? I've got the, I know when we need to eat. Okay? So I don't need your help with that. I need you to go over here and help us because the brain is very helpful, right? She is very helpful
Yeah.
with helping us do things, but not everything.
Yeah.
Right? She's not skilled at it. So
Yeah,
our
and she's kind
body,
of panicky and edgy and
yes.
bossy.
And so I had this like So she, and she's overeager, right? She's like, and
Yeah.
so it's like I picture like, nope, you need to go back to your desk. Let's just stay at your desk.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got this. Stay at your desk, do what you are good at doing, what you were hired to do. I'm gonna go and make these decisions as the CEO. And so I just that really helps me
Yeah, that's
when
a really
that
helpful image.
secretary is trying to kind of
Yeah.
get out of her lane.
Yeah, totally. Because I mean, I think to a degree, we think that this one's in charge
Right. Because
and
it's
should be.
louder, right? It's louder. It's
But it's like intellectual and it's smart and
yes.
it's thought about things.
And she, yes, she's very, and she can be very convincing,
She can be
right?
very
And the
convincing.
body is much, like I said, more kind of quiet, subtle. But
Yeah.
it has the, I don't know, for some reason I just thought of, I have my little Yoda over there. My little man's like, I'm thinking of Yoda, right? He's, fewer words, right? Quieter, But this is the thing. This is why we need to practice checking in with our body, right? Because she will tell us what she needs, but it's kind of drowned out by the brain.
Okay, that's super helpful. Thank
Help?
you.
Okay.
Time.
All right. Well,
Yeah,
I'm so
thank
I
you.
can share that. So, all right. So, checking in with your body every hour or two, that is your, and then also going to bed without eating. I mean, and when you're really truly not hungry, right? And building some evidence that you can be safe doing that.
Okay, I'm on it.
Okay.
Yeah, it feels good.
All right, well, keep me posted, okay?
I
And
will. I will.
come
I will.
back and check in, okay?
Yes.
All
Thank
right.
you.
All right. Take care. See
See
ya.
you next time.
All right. Let's see. Gotta remember how to do this every time I come back. All right, Miss Cecilia. I give myself a badge of honor if I go to bed. If I go to bed hungry, how's that working for you, Celeste? Because I'm not talking about going to bed hungry. I'm talking about going to bed without, when you don't need to eat, right? When you're not hungry. Okay, so I want to make sure. All right, Cecilia. Is that really true, Celeste? She said, that seems to be the only time I lose weight. I need to see some clear factual data on that. Or is that a story that your brain's coming up with? Okay. All right. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good.
Good, good. What's going on?
So my question has to do a lot with what Geraldine was talking about being able to trust myself. So I've been talking to my accountability group about this. I've been in OBS for almost 6 years. I have lost, I think, 7 pounds. In those 6 years. And so I've been really, really working hard to try to, for me, I know that it's eating to enough and stopping when you've had enough, or eating when you're hungry and stopping when you've had enough. Here lately, the shitty diaper, old shitty, has reared his ugly head. I call her, and my accountability group calls her Little Cece. She's Little Cece. And she's a temper tantrum throwing child. And she's been telling me that your brain is a liar. Everybody tells you that your brain is a liar. And so, as you were talking to Geraldine, I was writing down some notes about being able to trust myself, practicing checking in with your body, building evidence that you're safe. But I've been having a lot of trouble with that. And so I've been toying around with the idea of counting calories, tracking, sort of loosely tracking calories, going back on Weight Watchers. I was pretty successful on Weight Watchers because I felt like I had these really good, clear benchmarks and boundaries of knowing that I am making the right decisions for my body, because I can't trust my brain to tell me that I'm making a good decision.
So why didn't you just stay with Weight Watchers? Because your story around it sounds like it really works for you.
They changed the program. They changed the program every year, and everything that I had been doing changed. So point values went up, your daily point values went down, and I just could not get the hang of the new program, the way the free foods came about. I did Weight Watchers before free foods came about. And so then that gave me a level of freedom and needing to trust myself. And I have not, I've been trying to learn that since leaving Weight Watchers and then joining No BS. I'm having just a lot of trouble trusting that I'm gonna know when I've had enough food. I'm gonna know that I'm eating because I'm hungry and it's not emotional. And even if it is emotional, what I'm having trouble trusting that I will figure out how to deal with that. And then on top of that, now I'm taking a GLP-1. And so it's like even more now, I can't trust what my body's telling me. So
But
that's.
is that really, I mean, is that really true? I mean, what is your body telling you that you can't trust?
That I'm not hungry.
Are you getting hunger signals that?
Sometimes I get hunger signals. Sometimes I get the like like going to bed without eating a huge meal. Sometimes in the morning when I wake up, I am laying in bed right before I'm waking up and I'm like, I am hungry. So I get up and I start getting ready and then I'm no longer hungry. So it's like, am I hungry? Am I not hungry? And so right now, I'm just eating because I'm supposed to be eating. Because then, if I don't eat because I'm not hungry, then my brain is telling me, you're losing muscle mass. You're going to lose your hair. You really should be eating some protein. You know, and it just goes on and on and on. All like I'm just in this fake world right now in my head. It's not true. It's not real. If you don't eat, you're starving yourself. And I mean, there are some times when I feel like my blood sugar's low. I feel a little lethargic. Sometimes I do feel hungry. Most time I don't feel hunger. But sometimes I do. And so then I'll eat. And then it's like, okay, see, told you, you're hungry, but you don't think you're hungry. Like I can find all the evidence to the fact that I know my brain is lying to me, and I know that my body is lying to me.
Okay, so let's start here. Let's just kind of explore this a little bit. So, what would trusting yourself, let's kind of go all the way to that end. We're like, what do
Okay.
you think that looks like? What do you think that sounds like to have trust in yourself and your decisions with your eating?
It would, for me, it would look like feeling a hunger and going, oh, I'm hungry. And then trusting that, okay, it makes sense to be hungry. I haven't eaten in 6 hours. I haven't, I feel hunger. I'm not craving something. I just want food. You know what I mean? So that's kind of how I feel like I would trust myself because it makes sense that I would be hungry and I feel the hunger and I could just have a meal. It doesn't have to be a specific food or a sweet or a salty. And sometimes I will just drink water because sometimes I'm thinking maybe I'm just dehydrated. I need a little else. And sometimes I can drink water and then that'll be fine. But then the thoughts of like not going to bed without eating, those kinds of things will come up. It's like, well, it's already 11 o'clock and you haven't eaten breakfast. So then it's like, okay, it doesn't make sense that it's 11 o'clock and you haven't eaten since 6:30 the evening before. It doesn't make sense that you're not hungry. So why aren't you hungry?
Okay. So just lots of questions in your
Yes.
mind, right?
Yes.
But here's the thing. So that level of trust, or just that, what you think trust looks like, where there's just, a lot of kind of black and white, and, like you're just absolutely sure, and all this kind of stuff, like, kind of from the outside, right? You're sure. Like, I mean, I've been doing this, 10 years, right? Where it's just like there is a lot of time. What trust looks like for me is I'm just going to do the best I can, but there are going to be times I'm not sure. There are going to be times that I'm doubting, and I just make my best decision in the moment and I move forward. And I decide that is the right decision for me. Because I mean, there's no one that is wants to do the right thing. You just ask Corinne Crabtree. There is no one who wants to do the right thing more than me. Okay. So, but here's what I had to decide was right. Was that what was right was what I decided to do in that moment with some guilt hanging along, coming along for the ride, with some distrust or just not sure coming along for the ride. But this is how you build trust with yourself. And this is, you know, what I was talking about with Geraldine too, right? Is we take these actions and then we come out the other side and, you know, we learn something about ourselves. So for you with being on the GLP-1, it's like you've got to kind of learn your body now on a GLP-1. And the way you talk, I'm glad we recorded this because I want you to listen back to it. I want you to, you have all of this data, right? Of like, okay, this is what happens. And I mean, I know days are a little bit different, but a lot of times, like, you know, like, well, I feel this and then I eat, right? And this happens. Or I feel this and I don't eat and this happens. All of us have to do this. Get to know our body wherever it is, you know, and whatever we're putting into it, right? We have to get to know our body and figure out how to work with it to lose weight. And here's the thing. That takes a lot of mental energy. Okay? That takes time. That takes data tracking. But here's the thing. So does, you know, stressing out over not losing weight. Okay? Is it worth it to you? Now, I'm not saying it takes, you know, hours and hours of work, right? But yeah, it takes some time to experiment, to keep the data, to figure out what works for you, to try this. Well, maybe that didn't work. Okay, I'm going to try something else next time. But that, all that is what I would rather do than just count calories and have somebody blindly telling me how many calories or points or macros I can have.
I think that's what's been holding me up a lot, 'cause I feel like I've been trying a lot of different things and still cannot find my groove yet.
But
And
again,
there's
what's groove mean, right? A lot of
right.
times we think, oh, okay, I'll do a little bit of work on this and then it'll just be smooth sailing and I'll know exactly what to do every meal or every day. Nope.
I
Okay.
feel like I'm running out of options. Like, I've tried the hunger scale. I've tried leaving bites behind. I've tried on the clock. Like, I've tried so many things, and it just, I'm not seeing any results. And so it's just like every day I'm tired of trying things and continually getting evidence that it's not working.
Well, what I hear you doing is experimenting, and you just haven't found the right. I mean, it's there. I've been doing this a long time. If you just keep going, but here's the thing, if I told you to email me clear data on what's working or what's not working for you, would you have that for me today, right now?
Would have a good bit of it.
Okay.
I would have a good bit of it because I haven't really, I'm just I here
Would you have
lately.
this is kind of what I'm talking about. I am talking about weeks and weeks of data with your weight, you know, tracked and all the habits that you practiced and how you kind of, you know, what you experimented with each week and all that kind of stuff.
I would prior to the beginning of this year. The
Okay.
beginning of this year, I was going through menopause and I was just like, I cannot deal right now with my BS. And but before that, yes, like habit tracker all the time. What are my percentages? When I could figure out, I could tell you exactly in what situation I'm going to want to reach for a bag of chips and what I have done, like the 10 different things I've done to not reach for that bag of chips. I could do all of that. And it was just like, I'm 7 pounds down. I've lost a pound a year.
Yeah, well, here's what I heard, and I heard you say that at the very beginning of the call. You joined No BS, you said 6 years ago, and you've lost
Yeah.
But you've also maintained your weight now for 6 years.
Right.
Basically, I mean, with a loss, right? But
Yeah.
it's like, I think that we got to look at that, right? What's the story I want to tell myself about the past 6 years that is going to help me keep moving forward and
Yeah.
really figuring this out? You know how to lose weight,
Yeah.
right? I mean, you haven't gained.
I know. Let me write this down. I know how to lose weight.
Okay, because you have
Right.
pound a year. But I also think we don't give ourselves credit, enough credit for maintaining, right? For not actually gaining. I
Right.
know we're
'Cause I
here to
have been
lose
much
weight.
heavier. Yeah, I have been
Yes.
much heavier.
I know we're here to lose weight and you are figuring it out. You are so close. If you just go back to what you were doing before the first of the year and really become the full on scientist of your body with this on this medication, you will figure this out. I know you will. I believe in you. Let me believe in you before you. I always say this about Corinne. She believed in me before I believed in myself. You don't have to believe in yourself. You don't have to trust. Just do the stuff. Okay.
Right.
But we
Okay.
can't keep saying we're tired of it, right? And
Right.
here's the thing. I got three old shitties over here just smiling at me. I want you, okay, you got her too, little CC,
Little
right?
Cece.
It's time
Yes.
to make friends with little CC. Because what I heard you talking about her, it's like she's against you. It's like she's your enemy. No. Every single time she pops up and she speaks up, she's checking in with you and saying, "Hey, are we good with this? Like, what are we like? Are we okay with this? Are you okay with this?"
I never thought about it that way.
Okay. I swear, I think that could make the biggest difference of everything we've talked about today. Y'all, your thoughts and your brain, they are not your enemy. Old shitty, I mean, we call our old shitty or him or whoever,
Right.
but just, in a playful way, they are not against us. It's actually every single thought we have, right, is an opportunity to check in with ourselves and say, all right, are we good with this? Do we want to do what she says or not? And why? She is here to help you. She is on your side.
I'm writing this down.
Okay.
Little PC's asking, are you okay with this?
Yes. And think about a sweet, you said
He's a
she
temper
throws her
tantrum.
tantrums, right?
Yes.
But you still love that little kid that throws the tantrums.
Yes.
And you know why they are, right? Why they're doing it. They're kids. That's what they do. So it's not a problem. You love them anyway, and you just let them have their tantrum, and then,
And then you tell him it's going to be okay.
you tell them it's gonna be okay. That's the relationship you want with little Susie,
Yeah.
because she's not gonna feel, to feel safe. She's not gonna feel, you want her to be on your side. You want to
Yeah.
love on her a little bit because she is trying to help you.
She's
Okay.
trying to help me.
Yeah. All right.
Thank
So
you. Thank
here's
you
the
so
thing.
much.
I want you to get back to, to your data, scientific data stuff.
Okay.
And then if and ask coaches or email support, and you bring me all this data, just like MJ says, anybody else, it's, let's work through it. Okay.
Okay.
But you got to take the action first. Okay.
Yep.
All right. All right. Talk to you
Thank
later. See
you.
ya. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. I'm going to answer this question. And then we'll get to Jenny and we'll see how much more time we have for anybody else. Okay, this question, I wish I knew what to ask to get coached or get help. I just don't seem to do what I need to do to help myself. I don't keep promises to myself. I eat without hunger in response to stress or boredom or any emotion, really. I know all the things. I have my whys, but in the moment, I still just eat. Well, I'm glad you posted anonymous because we know exactly what you just started typing, right? And you didn't know what to ask, but then you asked, you know, that there is a question in there. Okay. So here is how I often answer this question. And I think it helps a lot of people to kind of think of it this way. Because it's kind of a I know what to do, I'm just not doing it. And by the way, y'all, later on this year, we're going to be focusing in on that very question inside the membership. You know, why do I know what to do? I'm just not doing it. Okay. In the moment, I still just eat is what Anonymous said. Okay. Here's the thing, y'all. I want y'all to think about knowing something and doing something. Okay. And the space that is between y'all, that's a lot of times we put, well, knowing, we know what to do. Eat when you're hungry, stop at enough. Let's just use stop at enough, for example. I know I need to stop at enough. So why do I not do it? Right? We put these in, and for the folks on the podcast, I've got my hands like together, right? Like we put those things right next to each other. And we forget that there is, and I'm moving my hands apart now. There's this space between knowing and doing, y'all. And we have to understand and remind ourselves that, y'all, if it was that simple, I mean, yes, we would be doing it. But there's just more to it than that. And that right there can help a lot of you all because you're feeling so darn broken that you know it and you're not doing it. Well, it's just, that is not how humans work. We have got, let's again use stopping at enough as an example. Okay. I was thinking about Geraldine. She talked about how she grew up as a child and, you know, the relationship with food that she was presented with as a child, right? That influenced her, y'all. That is in this space between knowing and doing. Fear of hunger. Fear of what other people are going to think, fear of attention from people when I lose weight. Y'all, there is, it's the drama that is between knowing and doing that we have got to look at and grapple with and journal about and get coaching on. That's why we don't just know and do. And that's why, that's what no BS is all about, right? Other diets just tell you to just do. They don't address, maybe you've had a bad day, or they don't address, well, maybe I'm scared of something. All your fears are in between knowing and doing. Okay. But here's the thing, it's not like it's insurmountable. We just got to take something in here in the middle. And y'all, I want y'all to think about, I want each of you all to think about. What is one thing in between that space of knowing and doing? We don't have to address every single one. Okay. Don't get overwhelmed. Don't think, oh my gosh, I got too many things in between here that I need. A lot of times we need to just take, like, let's just take one. And I suggest you take one that feels like I was talking about earlier, the something that feels kind of uncomfortable, but also isn't, you know, doesn't leave you scared shitless, right? What is something that's just a little uncomfortable in that space between knowing and doing that you could go all in on and take it to ask coaches or get coached on it on a coaching call? What is that space or what is that thing? And think about these specific moments where it's like, in the moment, I still just eat. Why? Like, what am I afraid of in that moment? So for a lot of y'all, you're afraid somebody's going to ask you why you aren't eating. For a lot of y'all, you're just going to feel a little bit of weirdness, awkwardness, like a little temper tantrum, right? Little restlessness, y'all. I think for so many of us, the answer to Weight loss is being willing to feel a little restless, a little like I want to crawl out of my skin, a little bit like, bleh. And it's like 5 or 10 seconds of that, and then it's over with. But right now, we just eat because we don't really know what it's going to be like. Okay, so that's what I want you to do, and all of you all. What's something in between that space of knowing and doing that you really want to dive into? Okay, that feels you feel like safe enough to dive into it. And then, like I've been saying this whole time, we just got to get into action, proving to ourselves that we'll be safe. Feeling a little restless. Feeling a little unsure, uncertain of what it's going to be like. Not sure if somebody's going to ask us or not, you know, what's going on? Why are you not eating? Or why are you done eating already? So often, those are the things that are holding us back. Okay. All right, Miss Jenny, let's see what you got.
Hi there.
Hello.
Good to see
Hi.
you.
Yes, you too.
Okay, so I have a question about, so we worked together for private coaching and you helped me get down like the last 3 to 5 pounds that I really didn't think that I could get to. So I've taken what I learned from you in the private coaching, and since then I've got down a little bit further than when you and I worked together. And what I'm finding is when I get into this, because I'm like 1 pound away from being in the 130s, which I thought was like never possible. And so when I am finding when I, you know, I'm as 1 pound as at a time as we do, when I'm hitting those new numbers that I thought were impossible, I'm finding that I'm like flipping out. And then I like it, there's something that is, I don't think it's safety, but what I'm doing is like, I'll hit the new number. I'll be like, oh my God, like I didn't think I could hit that number. And then I go overeat and I don't know why. Like, and I'm like, what am I doing? Like, I know better than this. And the only thing I can like pinpoint it to is it feels like that there's just still this disbelief. There's just still this, like, I just don't believe it's possible for me, even though I can review my data and see that, yes, it actually is possible.
But once again, I'm glad we recorded this because I want you to go back and hear yourself. Like you just told yourself, I never thought this was possible. I never thought I could do this. Right? That's why your eating right after this happens, because you're telling yourself, you know, like it's really basically like you're telling yourself, I mean, this shouldn't be happening, right? And then you it's like you prove your thought true. Well, let's eat so that this should so that th this isn't happening. And so what needs to change is, you know, when you hear that impossible, I can't believe, you need to come up with some sort of something to tell yourself and, you know, to practice believing that makes it possible or makes it at least, you know, closer to possible.
Well, and it is possible because I'm proving myself that it is, and I'm doing it, and it's not, it doesn't feel hard or anything like that. So, I think you're right. I think, you know, when we coached together, I had a keyword that when I said, if I hate something, that was like my brain. Okay. So I think the word impossible needs to be like a trigger word to remind myself that actually this is possible and I'm doing it and I have done it and it's all fine. It's all fine.
Well, and maybe a little bit before that, right? Kind of the middle ground can be kind of, we talked a lot about this, right? Kind of meeting yourself with a little bit of softness, like with the impossible thought, like, oh,
Yeah, I knew
I
this
knew
thought would
you
come
would,
up.
I knew you would think that, right? I knew you would kind of go there. But here's the thing, right? This is like, think about like I was talking about with earlier, right? About kind of, you know, the child with the temper tantrum, right? It's gonna be okay. Like, here's the thing, we're actually doing it. And I know it feels impossible, but it's actually happening. And so I've got us here. And like we're doing this. And I know that, you know, it's going to take you a little bit of time, right, to believe it. I
Yeah.
mean, and that's okay, right? Because we don't have to have full belief or even, you know, I'll talk about like, I mean, let's go for 20% belief or 30% belief, right? Let's not expect 100% belief, you know, especially with something like this that is brand new.
Yeah, I mean, I
Right.
remember I did the whole thing that started me even losing extra was coaching with Corinne, and she believed that I could. I did not believe I could, but she did. So I took that, and just like I think you said that to the last person about their belief. And so, yeah, so I think it is the softer voice and then reframing impossible. Yeah, I think you're right. Okay.
So
Okay.
you've got this and you're doing amazing. So
Thank
just
you.
also, I mean, the way that all this can kind of happen maybe quicker or just like a little bit easier, right? Is to keep celebrating yourself, right? And
Yeah.
keep
Yeah.
really keep giving yourself so much credit, right? And of course, that's probably new
Of
too. I
course.
know it
Yeah.
is to
I
most of
haven't done
us,
that since we coached, to
right?
be honest. So,
So,
yeah.
like this, all you know, that's why we always ask, you know, what are you proud of today,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And once again, that might feel a little weird, a little new. Because most women, right, we're not just all about celebrating ourselves. So let's, but let, there's, I mean, that's not an excuse to not start practicing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds
All
good.
right.
Thank you for your
Good
help.
stuff. All right. Good to see you. All
You
right.
too.
Bye. All right. All right, Miss Sue. You made it. Let's see. Got a few more minutes. Hello.
Good morning.
Good
Did you hear
morning.
me say, pick me, pick me, pick
Well,
me?
sure. I can
Hi, how
hear
are
you
you?
through the screen. Let's
That's my energy I was
that's
sending
right.
over there.
Your vibes. Well, what's going on? I love your t-shirt, by the way, too.
You know what? Well, if you've been asked coaches, I've been kind of documenting lately in there.
Okay, great. Keep it going.
You know, it's I'm answering questions, and it's a powerful way of journaling also, because there's like so much transition that's
Yeah.
happening inside
Yes.
me. And you know, this whole thing has brought me to the place of finding my Dorothy. So I wore this in honor of the shirt of this call today. Because you know what? I never knew who I was before. And then when I finally got to the place just recently through all these different rewiring kind of things I'm doing with my head, that all of the stuff started surfacing, started showing itself. And if I was to have bet earlier on in the years that I was doing this, I would have said, I don't think negative. There's not, I've got this stuff controlled up here. I had no idea really how far off that statement, which was not true, actually was.
Because you
And
know
to the,
yourself more now, right?
you know what? When I had this is just the recent thing here, you know, this with the Good Witch Glenda and that, you know, saying, you know, I had to learn these lessons, you know, all her little wisdom statement, and you know, there's no place like home, and you know, it's the knowing of yourself. And I had wrote it down. Home is the place where we all must find child. It's not a place where you eat or sleep. Home is knowing your mind, knowing your heart, knowing your courage. If we know ourselves, we're always home anywhere.
Is that actually in the movie? Oh my gosh.
Look at that's the front of my
Oh,
paper.
that was blurry, but
It's
but you
the
read it too.
front.
There we go.
It's the front of the finish what you start. as I
Yes,
was doing it, my
yes.
worksheets.
Well, that's
But
it.
this morning, as I was laying there, I was like, oh my gosh, I actually feel like I'm home inside myself. This is such an amazing place to be. Strange place to be. Very comfortable place. It's like I feel like I can throw my feet up on my own couch in a room full of everybody, and I don't have to hide anymore. I can say what I want, and I don't have to second guess that thought inside my head saying, oh, well, they're thinking this, they're just thinking that, and whatever. I can sit there with say anything and have a period behind it. I don't have to have an exclamation mark behind it. I don't have to do anything to make me stand out or hide, because it this feels so good. I feel so peaceful. And yet this morning, I mean, I feel like part of my reward is I have been monitoring my weight for a long time on the scale. And this transition thing happened on the 6th of May. So I mean, this is new. And we're kind of moved me from my emotional over to my leaned me into my thought life and that stuff, where I feel more clear, I feel smarter, I feel sharper. I'm hearing myself saying, who just said that? That was so clever.
It's you.
Was me. But I got on the scale this morning again, as I've been watching and learning what my mind does, what my body does at the same time, experimenting with all my food and everything. And so for since the 10th, or since the 5th rather, I have, which is 10 days. That's where my 10 is. It's been 10 days. I'm like right here, and I've lost the 4 pounds, but I can feel the body shift. I'm not bloated. Here's my ribs, for crying out loud, And it is going through all of that thinking where, like before that, my stomach was all puffed out with inflammation and whatever was going on in that. But it was in knowing this that I feel calm about what's to come. And I don't know how long this is going to happen. And at this point, it doesn't matter. I feel like God has graced me. I'm 68. I feel like God has graced me to this point with good health. I'm not diabetic. My blood pressure the other day was like 112 over whatever. I mean, I'm in a healthy zone. And that's what the doctor had said to me a while back, because I was so frustrated about losing weight in it. He said, Sue, you're not diabetic. And it's like, yeah, I'm not diabetic. For all the abuse and all of the everything I did to myself over the years, I mean, I have actually fallen in love with weight loss. But it was no BS that taught me how to fall in love with myself and how to navigate through this. So I guess what I'm working on right now is I'm working on reinforcing my new strength, my new days. Because I feel very much like I am living a completely new life at my higher weight. And this is okay. Okay, now, it's funny, because like just I don't know, the last couple of months, I could have flashes of my body being smaller as I'm watching TV. I'd look down and it was like, my leg looks smaller. And it wasn't that it was actually smaller, but it felt like I just seen my future me.
Yes. Well, and when you're looking for things to look smaller, you know, right? When we're not totally focused on, you know, I'm just the same as I always was, or I'm out of control, or whatever it is, right? It's like you find what you're looking for. You find what you're looking for. And that is when, you know, like you said, you're at home with yourself, right? You're loving, you're falling in love with yourself. And that is what I want. And y'all, that is really what we're here to do. Because we just think the scale going down is going to get us there. You know, a lot of times, right? We think that being in a small, but it's like it, for most of us, this has to happen first, right? This has to happen where we do find a home with ourselves. We do learn to love ourselves as we are, just a little bit, just enough to want more for ourselves. That's the way I like to describe it. It's like, because we know we can't hate ourselves down the scale, right? We can't just go, you know, hate ourselves and look for love at the end of the scale. We've got to love ourselves enough right now to want more, to want something different. And that's exactly where you are. And being at home, I love that. I love that kind of
Oh, you can thank
wording.
Glenda.
Right. I'm gonna go watch that movie again. But also I love kind of the metaphor or whatever, being at home with yourself, because here's the thing, right? Sometimes we leave home. Sometimes we kind of, you know, and maybe we kind of come back home. You know, we're on our way back home, but we're not quite home yet. Or we maybe get a little lost coming home, but we're always here and we'll always make our way back home. And we can always get back home, just like Dorothy could, right? And so I just love thinking about that, where it's always available to us, right? This sense of home with ourselves and not looking for it outside of ourselves, right? Including on the scale or other people around
Exactly.
us, right?
Yep. You know,
And
I think the first time I was in my home, I was an infant being born. And then as I was growing, because the people around me that had their own challenges changed a lot of my programming into not a good place for me ever to live and think about myself. You know, they were busy helping me teach me how to never negatively talk to myself. So when they got done, I just picked up the baggage. And until I figured out I had to let go of that and redo this whole thing. So this has been a long stretch of finding my home, finding where I belong. And you know, I love when Cece had talked about fantasy thinking and that stuff, because I've got to turn my charger on. because that's what I want to stay out of. Want to make sure that I stay grounded. I want to make sure that I stay honest. I think I was talking with you about trusting myself and feeling safe in my home. This is the first time I have felt, I mean, my home with my husband in all these years has always been a safe place. But I was not safe in my safe place. I now am safe.
Starts with us, right? Or it's ultimately about us, right? And that's good news, because then we can feel we have the power, right, to feel safe wherever we are, right? physically, right?
Yeah.
And but I love how you said a minute ago, it's new, right? It's maybe a little awkward or a little uncomfortable or a little bit, and you got to let that be part of home too, right?
It's
Where
unfamiliar. Unfamiliar.
unfamiliar, yes.
That's what it is.
Because if we've been away from home for a long time, it would make sense, right? That this is new and different and we're unsure and
Yeah.
uncertain. And you said, I'm not sure how long this will last. Well, that's a very normal part of being somewhere new, right? And
Yeah.
so let that be there too. And but I just again love this where it's always here, right? We always had,
Yeah.
what did they, what did she say? You always had the power, right,
Yeah.
to go home. And we do.
I just had to learn it for
You
myself.
did. You did. You did.
You
You
know,
have to take care.
again, I have to thank Coach Julie for when she was here and I was telling her I miss her. So
Yes, I do too.
if you say hi to her, if you've talked to her. She was the one who actually had asked me if I know the movie of The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
And I was like, of course I do, and that stuff. Well, now looking back, I viewed the movie. I didn't understand the movie because I was telling her that I was so frustrated with my pain. I'm so frustrated with my food. I'm so frustrated with my thoughts, and on and on and on. And she says, she had me image Dorothy. She says, just imagine yourself as Dorothy. And again, in my little doubting mind and everything, okay, okay.
But you had to go through that first, right?
Yeah. And she's like, just think of, and you said it earlier about being friends
Yes.
to Cece, you make friends with it. So, she was telling me, make friends with your pain, make friends
Yeah.
of your whatever, whatever
Because
is
that's in
not
your
there.
home too, right?
Because I'm going to have it and I have to accept it and everything. So this cup here, I don't know, this is the
Yes.
Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
That's kind of in honor of Coach Julie, because it was like every time I'm a visual person, I have to see things to keep me grounded.
Yes.
So anyway.
Thank you so much, Sue. Thank you so much. You're always just such an inspiration to me
Well,
and everyone else here when you share, and I love it.
thank you. I'm going to stay a whole lot tighter to no BS now and try to
Okay.
get on as much calls and utilize
Yes.
ask coaches as much as
Yes.
I can and as I'm going through this, because this is the real deal, real deal.
And I love what you said a minute ago that you answering and ask coaches, right? That is journaling, right? That is journaling for you. So you just, we come back with some information or a question and you just answer. And this is how you got to where you are like in this amazing commercial for us coaches, right? Stay with it. Stay with it and you will get to where you need to go right now.
No. Well, thank you for being one of my bright lights.
Well,
So,
you as well. You as well. All right. Take care. See ya. All
bye.
right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
All right, y'all. We've got to run. But yes, I just wanted to reiterate this that Sue is where she is with the work she has done with herself, but also because she has reached out for help. Okay. And here's the thing, y'all. Ask Coaches is there for you, but sometimes we, maybe just the day or the way you've worded the question or something happened and you didn't get quite what you needed. But here's the thing. Turns out there is no limit on how many times you can ask a question. There's no limit on how many questions you ask. You can ask, I want you to ask the same question. A lot of times I hear, oh my gosh, I'm just asking the same thing over and over again. Y'all, that is what we have to do sometimes to really get to where we want to go and to create that home with ourselves. So don't use that as an excuse to not reach out when you think, well, I've already reached out and I I'm not any further along. Okay. Let us help you. And let's see how, where you can go and how you can get back closer to that home place with yourself. Oh, I just love thinking about that. Being at home with yourself. All right, y'all. This was just such an honor to be here with you all. One of my favorite things to do here at No BS. So everybody have a great weekend. I was thinking this weekend isn't Memorial Day. Next weekend is Memorial Day. I actually had to Google it this morning. So have a great weekend. Stay cool. And of course, Corinne, I believe, will be back on Sunday with her coaching. And y'all take care. Okay. Reach out for help if you need it. Okay. Bye-bye.